Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Klal Ches, and we were learning Simon Zion. I discussed the idea of saying Shema early on, before Berachas Kriya Shema, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema in the appropriate time. A few more points about that. The Gra was makbid to always be Yotze Kriya Shema within Berachas Kriya Shema. That's why you'll find in Eretz Yisrael many yeshivas in the times where it's very early will daven very early to make sure that they get to Birchas Kriya Shema with the brachas before the appropriate time. Point number one. Point number two, what about a situation where you're not sure if you're going to get the Shema at the appropriate time? In this scenario we're talking about, the issue was that the person looked at the clock and says, we're not going to get the Shema in Birchas Kriya Shema by this man. Let's say it now before davening. What about a case where you're not sure how long it's going to take, whether you're going to make it or not? So, the Kvager discusses the idea of making a Tanai. Since it is preferred to say Shema in the context of Berachas Kriya Shema, and you would prefer to say it then, so you can think in your mind the Tanai. Since Mitzvah's Kavanah, you have to have Kavanah to be Yotze, you would think in your mind the following. If I could say Kriya Shema later on, and be Yotze Kriya Shema later on, when I'm saying it with the brachas, I really would prefer to do it then, and I'm not having Kavanah to be Yotze right now. If, however, I will not be able to be Yotze Kriya Shema later on because it'll be too late, or whatever the reason, I want to have Kavanah right now to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And I'm going to be Mechaben right now to do it. So your person can make it tonight. Craig Olds' person can make it tonight in his Kavanah, that if X is true, I'm not having Kavanah, and if Y is true, I'm having Kavanah. He just grapples with an issue that there's a halacha and what's known as Tanai Kofa. When we make it tonight, we say both sides to it. We should always say the positive side first. So it says, what is the positive side over here? They want to be Yetzir Shema, or they want to be Yetzir Shema later on? Which one is the positive side? So he's not sure. So he suggests the person should really think through both possibilities. If I can be Yetzir later on, I want to be Yetzir later on and not be Yetzir now. If I can't be Yetzir later on, I want to be Yetzir now. But if I could be Yotze later on, I'd rather be Yotze later on. So therefore, I'm having before I get to the final thought, I've said both a positive and a negative, so each one could be considered the positive. So a person should have that in mind in a case where he's not sure that he's making a Tanai in his being Yotze. Again, the reason why we're doing this is because we would like to preferably be Yotze Kriya Shema in the context of Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay, let's move on to the next siman. Kol brachas hashachar ad baruch shomar im abirach kadim shehispalo yochel lehormen achar shehispalo kutz me'alati l'shadayim v'al abel l'kayin hashomar. The brachas hashachar, if you did not say them before davening, you can't say them after davening. I do want to point out that apika bola, it is appropriate, it's very important to say them before davening. But if a person, whatever reason, is coming late, then he's going to, if he says them, he'll end up not getting tefillah b'tzibur, so then you would leave them for after davening. And you can say all of the birchas hashachar from Asher Nasan L'Sechvi all the way through Amar Rishenu after davening. Elokai Neshama you cannot say afterwards, and Alatil Sidaim you cannot say afterwards. You do need to say birchas atar beforehand, because you need to be, you're going to be saying parts of tar, davening which have tar in them, so you want to say birchas atar beforehand. Asher Yotzar, a person should not leave for later on, because we discussed before, a person might lose the opportunity to say the bracha, because it's dependent upon his urge. The urge, if he went to the bathroom and then now he feels that he's cleaned himself out, so he can say Asher Yotzar. If he would wait until the point where then the davening he has a new urge, he would lose the Asher Yotzar, because then we say he no longer can say Asher Yotzar. And you go to the bathroom and say Asher Yotzar for the second time and not for the first time. So you don't want to lose that either. So Asher Yotzar you should say beforehand. Krashik Savdi, nearly the Yibarach Al Tisidayim, but Betfilas Amincha. In case a person did not say Al Tisidayim by Shacharis, Chayodim holds, you'll say it by Mincha. We don't pass him like this. We hold that a person did not say Al Tisidayim by Shacharis. That's it for the day. He doesn't say it later on in the day either. Now it sounds like from him that even the bracha of Lefichach Anachnu, which we end up Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamekadesh Shimcha Barabim or Hamekadesh Shmur Barabim, whatever your nusach is. And you could say that as well after davening. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky actually questioned that. He says that was created as a framework for introducing the idea of say that we're zochet to say Shema. We already said Shema, so maybe it's only appropriate to say it before davening. And he suggests at least that bracha of Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, you would say without Shema Malchus. Baruch Atah Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. You would not say, well, there's no Malchus there anyway, but Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, you would just say Baruch Atah and not Hashem's name. Have a good day.